France bans recreational apps from government smartphones and Twitter's source code on GitHub for months. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Ed. Today is the 29th of March, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Proofpoint. In today's top story, the White House has issued an executive order barring federal government agencies from using commercial spyware products that pose a national security risk to the USA. Spyware vendors will automatically be considered a national security risk if their products have been used to spy against the US government or if they're not licensed to operate in the US. A spyware vendor is also considered a national security risk if its tools are being used to enable human rights abuses. Now, this includes illegal surveillance operations against activists, academics, journalists, dissidents, or political figures in both the US and abroad. At the press conference announcing the new White House executive order, US government officials said they've identified at least 50 US government employees in 10 countries who've had their mobile phones targeted with commercial spyware, but this number is expected to grow. Meanwhile, the French government has banned public officials from installing any type of recreational apps on their work phones. The ban covers TikTok, but also other social media applications. The French government cited national security concerns for imposing its ban, as well as the similar actions taken by other governments against TikTok over the past few months. In other news, the Russian government is supplying surveillance and censorship technology to Iran in exchange for drones and ammunition to be used in its war in Ukraine. Sources who spoke with the Wall Street Journal say the Iranian government has already received advanced software that can hack the phones and computer systems of dissidents and other adversaries. Russia has also provided Iran with equipment meant to be installed on telco networks, allowing officials in Tehran to monitor, intercept, redirect, or degrade the mobile communications of its citizens. A portion of the Twitter source code was leaked on GitHub earlier this year. According to the New York Times, Twitter only recently learned of the leak. The code appears to have been available online for several months until Twitter discovered the repository and filed a DMCA complaint with GitHub. The files are believed to have been leaked by a fired employee. They were posted to GitHub by an account named Free Speech Enthusiasm. Twitter has asked a judge to order GitHub to reveal details about the user who uploaded the code to its site, but also those who downloaded and viewed it. Australian financial services company Latitude says the personal information of nearly 14 million customers was stolen in a security breach. A threat actor apparently obtained a Latitude employee's login credentials and used them to steal data. The stolen information includes identification documents, with the bulk being copies of customer driver's licenses. This is the fourth time the company has updated the numbers of affected customers after initially saying just 330,000 were impacted. South Korean intelligence agency NIS has published new guidelines that forbid government agencies from using any CCTV or IP security cameras that have not gone through a formal security verification process. Government agencies and local government administrations have been told to ask for verifications and remove non-compliant gear. According to local media, NIS updated its guidelines on the use of CCTV and IP cameras following a major security incident at a Seoul plastic surgery hospital. During the incident, hackers stole video footage from its CCTV systems on private medical examinations and advertised it on underground Chinese adult forums. Authorities linked the hack to the clinic's use of vulnerable IP security cameras. Google's Mandiant division has published a report on a new APT group the company is tracking as APT 43. Mandiant says the group has been active since 2018 and appears to be linked to the Reconnaissance General Bureau, which is North Korea's main foreign intelligence service. Mandiant says the group primarily engages in strategic intelligence collection, usually around foreign policy and nuclear security issues, and has coordinated in the past with other elements of the North Korean cyber ecosystem. The group operates at a high tempo and typically focuses on spear phishing and credential collection operations. Mandiant says it's not seen the group abuse zero days, but has seen it run crypto mining operations as a way to generate cryptocurrency and fund its cyber espionage operations. Some of APT-34's operations have been previously covered in past public reports under code names such as Kimsuki and Thallium. Trend Micro has identified more than 200 organizations that have been compromised by subgroups of Earth Preta, a suspected Chinese cyber espionage group. Some subgroups focused on the cyber espionage of government and diplomatic entities, while others focused on stealing intellectual property and sensitive business information. Trend Micro says it also recorded cases where victims were compromised by two groups simultaneously, indicating possible overlaps in collection requirements between the groups. More than half of the victims are located in Asia. A team of academics has discovered a new attack against the 802.11 Wi-Fi standard. The attack targets the power-saving features of Wi-Fi access points, which can cue network connection frames to be used in future connections. Researchers say their technique allows an attacker to force Wi-Fi access points to encrypt future connection frames using their chosen key and effectively bypass Wi-Fi encryption entirely. The attack can be used to hijack TCP connections and intercept web traffic if it takes place via HTTP. The researchers say the attack has a widespread impact and affects various devices and operating systems like Linux, FreeBSD, iOS, and Android. The state of North Dakota has passed a bill mandating that public K-12 schools teach basic cybersecurity and computer science as part of their coursework. North Dakota is the first U.S. state to approve legislation requiring cybersecurity education. Educators will work with the state's technology provider to K-12 schools to draft a curriculum. And that is all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is Proofpoint Senior Threat Intelligence Analyst Selena Larson discussing the company's latest report covering two new versions of the Iced ID malware.
Proofpoint is tracking new variants of Iced ID used by at least three threat actors. Iced ID is a popular malware used by cybercriminals since 2017 and originally classified as a banking malware. Recently, however, Proofpoint researchers have observed notable changes in the malware's function and features, including removing the banking Trojan functionality and checks on the host computer that actors use to determine if a target is valuable. Proofpoint researchers have observed and documented, for the first time, three distinct variants of the malware. Proofpoint calls the two new variants recently identified Forked and Light Iced ID. The changes in the malware mean certain variants of Iced ID can be used primarily as a loader for other malware as opposed to a banker, which can lead to infections such as ransomware. Additionally, the unique characteristics of the new variants, paired with timing and the relationship to Emotet infections, suggest the original operators of Emotet are teaming up with Iced ID operators to expand their activities. In a report published this week, Proofpoint threat researchers detailed the observed changes in the malware, which threat actors use each version, and what these changes mean for Iced ID and the threat landscape moving forward.
And that was Selena Larson from today's sponsor, Proofpoint. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter. Just head to riskybiznews.substack.com. Thanks for your company.